Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Episode 2 with our good friend Kelly Levesque is coming up. But first, got to tell you all about Sugar Bear Hair.
That's right, you guys. If you want good hair, skin, and nails, you got to check out Sugar Bear Hair. Saz and I have just started trying Sugar Bear Hair, and so far we like it. I like the way it tastes.
Well, I was so excited about it, and I know I had mentioned that I think I was finally going to flip the switch and give it a go since I'm horrible at taking vitamins, and we finally got it in the mail, and I have started the process. It's a little too early to tell and see any results, but I feel good that I've been taking it. Just that one little step, one little thing a day. One little gummy bear is what it looks like and it tastes like. It's making it – I feel like it's going to make a difference.
I have old pictures of Brad Pitt just hanging on the wall with his long, luscious hair. And, you
what
know, that's
heck?
My goal. So that's what I'm doing right now. Saz doesn't know it. She just found out right here. You heard it first. It's kind of in a little locker cubby. So cubby, bear, sugar bear hair, take the vitamin, better hair. That's what we're working with here. Do you see what I'm saying?
A little man crush action happening there.
The guy has long, beautiful locks. That's where I'm going, Saz.
Okay. He's obviously got a goal that he's setting for himself there. we've got a really awesome code for you guys out there. So if you go to sugarbearhair.com/Cezanne, you can get your beautiful hair that will look healthy and strong. That includes your skin and nails. That's sugarbearhair.com/Cezanne to get yours.
That's right, you guys. And if you want it quick, just go on Amazon. It's one of their best sellers. You can check out all the reviews. It's got great reviews. And like we've mentioned before, it's got all kinds of vitamins. Vitamin A, B, C. It's full of nutrients.
And B12. So. That's like four eggs. And I quit eating eggs.
B12.
So
they're both B. Anyways, if you guys want the deal, go to sugarbearhair.com/Cezanne for beautiful hair and a healthier you. That's sugarbearhair.com/Cezanne. Go chickity.
Get it.
Chicky, chicky.
Burker, burker.
Checky, check it out. Yeah, the good life. Man, today we're talking about being well and healthy. We're bringing on a good friend. Be Well by Kelly.
Oh.
Don't be jelly, son. You can come along. Just bump this thing in your car to your favorite song. Me and Saz about to get it. Don't get it twisted. You can listen to the podcast and be the witness. We're going to get it right. We're going to get the fitness. So let's go today. The good life. You with us?
Oh, Fab Four.
Bop, bop.
Fab Four.
Skirrit, skirrit.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome
great
back
freestyle
to the good
week.
Life, everybody. It's your boy, Stevie and Sazzy Cakes.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for listening to us, whether you are in your car or maybe you're getting ready for your day. Maybe you're at work and you should be working, but you're listening to us
or
instead.
Or you could be twerking. That is also a good use of time because it burns calories.
Yes. Whatever you are doing right now in the comfort of your own home, whatever it is, we welcome you to another episode of The Good Life with Stevie and Cezanne.
If you stuck it out through that freestyle and stick it out through every freestyle every week, I just want to say thank you and commend you for not giving up on your boy, Steve. Because as we all know, I was homeschooled. Saz, before we actually get into our episode for reals, I want to address something with you last night, okay?
What?
When I got in bed and you rolled over and said, give me a kiss, good night.
Oh, God, what are you about to say?
Well, I was going in for the smooch and tell me
tired.
Why I was bombed by the smell of sulfur.
Wait,
hot, hard-boiled eggs had been sitting out on the counter.
You're such a hater.
Cow dung.
He's not referring to me farting in bed, by the way. Okay? He's referring to me enjoying a little face mask. And you're a hater. Was it
okay,
that bad?
Okay, here's the thing. If a face mask smells like that, why are you putting it on your face?
Because sulfur is really good to dry out acne. And I've been having... I don't know what it is lately, but I had a little bit of pimps popping up on my face, so I had to do the face mask. This was after I rinsed it off, by the way, so he was really trying to get up close and personal. I didn't ask you to sniff my face.
Well, you got all sad, and you were like, why don't you want to kiss me? That's like putting cow poop on your face and being like, love me. It's not going to happen.
It wasn't cow poop, but I will say, sometimes the things that smell the worst are actually because they're organic. And they're good for you, and they're healthy. I'm not going to put the brand on blast, but this face mask, I swear by it.
You know what doesn't smell good that's good for you? Working out. So next time I come in the crib with a sweaty, nasty shirt on, and I'm like, give me a hug. you better open those arms up.
Okay, fine, whatever. You know, that's actually a really good segue into today's topic of our show.
Today's?
Good job,
Did you say today's?
It's all about living in good health, whether it's a good face mask or, you know, paying attention to what you're putting in your body. That's kind of what today's show is about. That's kind of what today's show is about. That's what I meant. And we've got wellness tips from our good friend who's a celebrity health holistic coach. Mm-hmm. Kelly Levesque is here.
Kelly is the freaking bomb, you guys. You're going to love this interview with Kelly. She has such a wealth of knowledge.
She's changed your life and my life.
She's changing everyone's lives. We're all changed. The best thing is that it's real and it's applicable. So if you think that this episode isn't for you, just stick around, listen to what Kelly has to say. I mean, she's really changed the way Saz and I operate on a day-to-day basis. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. You feel me?
That's true. I think if we kind of just briefly touch on who Stevie and I were before we kind of before we met Kelly. Man, if only you guys knew.
Saz was the queen. No, no, no.
I said, why don't you tell them about you?
I'm going to tell them about you. I'll tell them about
Fine.
You. Okay.
Gotta love my
Saz
husband.
Saz is the queen of the late night burger run. This chick was popping up at In-N-Out between 11:30 and midnight every freaking – I'm talking about 5 days out of the week.
Hater.
And this was like the only meal of the day. It's like she would forget to eat. I was like, what did you forget? She's like, get me a hamburger now. I was like, it's 11:30.
Your impersonations of me drive me insane. I do not sound like
you said. Lay off me, I'm starving.
That's what I was gonna say. You sound like the dude in that movie.
Does anybody know that reference, Chris Farley? Come on, guys, look it up. Lay off me.
What movie
starving.
Was that again? Heavyweight.
It's an SNL skit with like Chris Farley and
I don't know why I said
Adam Sandler. But guys, that's a deep track. But Saz was like a crazy imbalanced diet,
okay.
and then. Let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of the other way. I moved to LA and I was like, I gotta be an actor. And my first manager was like, bro, I need you to be ripped, dog. And I was like, well, I'm in pretty good shape. He's like, no, dude, I'm talking about six pack. I'm talking about big shoulders, bro.
So he'd literally do these crazy fasts and stuff, and he would just do these drastic changes in his diet. And then I was on the other side of the spectrum where I would eat fast food 3 times a day, and I didn't think it was a bad thing because I've always been naturally thin. But boy, little did I know that there was just all kinds of jankiness happening inside of me.
Yeah, and I troll on Saz a lot, so I'm going to take this opportunity to troll on myself and show you guys that it's all equal here at The Good Life. Your boy, do you remember, Saz, when I went and met with my manager and he's like, bro, I need you to get shredded up. So I was I was doing these diets and I went and got this pre-workout called C4, which I don't take pre-workout anymore. I'm not about that.
Are you about to?
Guys, I took this pre-workout called C4, okay? And it has creatine in it. And somebody warned me, they're like, make sure you drink a lot of water because of that creatine. And I was freaking like a camel. I was lapping up water at every chance I got. But because of this, I got a hemorrhoid.
In his butt.
You see, we told you guys we were going to be honest with you. And that's the only place you can get them, Saz.
I know. You were in so much pain. I felt so bad for you.
So anyway, Saz and I like were not living a well-balanced life. It was either being like super crazy, like I'm going to be healthy, but actually not being healthy.
Or we were trying to find shortcuts. So for me, when I finally decided, okay, I want to be a little bit healthier, I need to quit eating bad, I was like, well, what's the quickest way I can figure out how to be healthy? And I feel like those shortcuts for me included like looking into those crazy like body sculpting techniques that they have nowadays where you can literally transfer fat.
Episode.
And I remember thinking like, wait, is that like a shortcut? Like, is that really a thing? I actually considered it for literally 1 minute. And then you were like, are you crazy? And I was like, yeah, I am crazy. And then there's those documentaries out there now on Netflix and stuff, which even to this day, I watch one of those things and it like puts me in check like, whoa, do I not need to be eating that? And then I sometimes drastically need to change it.
I think that a lot of people don't know that about us, Saz, is that we both went through, you know, we've both been through episodes and times where we really lost sight of what was actually healthy and what was actually good for us and what would give us the sense of wellness. Because I think it started from within, you know, and not just what we were eating, but I think it started with our mentality, you know, really moving here to LA. You, especially in the industry, if you're in acting, you're in, you know, you're a singer, you're just in front of people, basically, you're constantly comparing yourself. I didn't feel so insecure about myself until I moved to LA. I never really questioned anything about myself. I was just felt like I was just a normal dude. And when I moved to LA and started acting, I you know, I started comparing myself with all these guys at the auditions. Yeah. Like, man, this guy is ripped. Like my manager said, like, well, what if I don't get the part? And I started thinking that there was something wrong with me. And I think that's what, you know, the issue was, is that I didn't have a strong sense of myself and appreciating and loving just me as I was.
But I love that you're sharing that, you know, from a male perspective. I feel like a lot of guys wouldn't say that out loud, because I feel like with women, with me specifically, I've experienced the whole insecurity, something about LA that makes you feel like all of your insecurities and flaws are under a microscope. And this is a city where everyone's very aware on the outside of what you look like, what kind of car you drive, you know, or your nails did. Like, and I love that today's episode is not around this topic of like how to look fit, how to look completely ripped in your life. It's more so about like your inside and feeding yourself with the good things, you know, and that's where our good friend Kelly really has come into our lives and played a huge role. Mm. Because I think it was when we met Kelly when we finally had a healthier mindset. Like, she has a way of explaining things that's like crazy good.
We figured out how to find balance, and I think that's the most important thing. And a lot of the times it just starts with practicality. I mean, the practicality of eating balanced meals led to a more, I feel like, balanced state internally for us, you know. We weren't starting to feel bad about, you know, I wasn't feeling bad about if I wanted to eat a little something here or there. I just felt more balanced and at ease. And I really wanted to talk about that today, because I don't want this episode to be confused with, you know, like Saz said, being ripped or, you know, or being the healthiest you and all of that and eating, you know, just like boring meals and all that kind of stuff. I wanted to talk about that because I feel like wellness and health overall starts within, you know, and then you make those choices after that. And I feel like you have to love yourself before you can do that.
Yes, I love the scripture in Psalms 139 that says, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." That is something, if you feel like crap about yourself, whether it's physically, internally, whatever, I suggest you write that on a post-it note and just stick it all over your house, in your car, and just when you see that, to remind yourself. You know, we all come from different walks of life. We all are different. Our bodies all are different. Mm-hmm. Nobody looks the exact same. Even identical twins don't have the same body types. And I think it's important to know that health plays a big part of living a good, well-balanced mm-hmm. life. But we all experience seasons of poor health and seasons of good health. And there's obstacles that you have to overcome in your journey.
And I think the thing that drives us to those unhealthy places mentally, Saz, is if I had to boil it down, what drove me to be insecure when I moved out here was comparison.
Mm.
There's always going to be somebody better looking than you, smarter.
I think you're the most good looking person out here.
Can we pause the episode and just repeat that for a few minutes?
I love you.
Oh, that's sweet. No, but there's always going to be someone better looking than you, somebody smarter. Somebody's always going to have more in some category than you. And so it's not about being perfect. It's about being your best you. And I love the quote from Theodore Roosevelt that says, "Comparison is the thief of joy."
Mm, that's good.
And, you know, now with access to social media like that we have on everyone's iPhone, any time of the day, you can start comparing yourself to an Instagram model, an actor,
your friend.
Whoever. Yeah, you can just start comparing yourself to whoever, maybe the life that they're living. And that's not going to do anything for you. That's actually going to eat away at your soul. And so I just want to encourage you guys, if you are comparing yourself, whether it's in your body or in another way, to be feeding your soul. Whether you're feeding yourself good food to feel healthy, you should be feeding your soul, taking time out to appreciate yourself. And I feel like it starts with gratitude. Zig Ziglar said, you know, gratitude starts with your attitude, and vice versa. I feel like being grateful for just even yourself, your body, your mind, who you are, the way you were made. Like Saz said in Psalms, it says wonderfully and fearfully made.
Yeah.
And that's just so important to remember, you guys. Saz and I have to remind ourselves daily, because you can constantly compare yourself.
We have our own struggles. You know, I said everyone comes has different body types. For me, I always grew up naturally thin, sometimes too thin, and I was eating, and I didn't know why I wouldn't gain weight. And then for Stevie, he's had this knee injury, which we've shared with, you know, our online family publicly over the past year, just talking a little bit about that. And it's really been challenging for us at times to find our own personal routine that works. But today, we are going to help you guys. If you're out there and you're like, you know what, I want to do it the right way, but where do I start? Our starting point was when we met Kelly. So we thought it would be great to have her on the show and to help us break these stereotypes about being healthy, and that healthy means you have to look a certain way. Because it's not about that. It ain't about the six pack. It ain't about the perfect hips and the curves and all that. It's not about that. It's this internal health.
Are you going to tell that to the governor?
What in the world was that?
That was a really bad attempt to do Arnold Schwarzenegger. You guys, what is
for
I'm
a second
today,
you made it
okay?
sound like that was Kelly. Like they're like, whoa, is Kelly a dude?
Maybe it's just this guy who likes to work out. Please.
Oh God, that's so good.
What is
I
wrong
can't.
With me?
It's so good. It's so bad. I can't.
All right, you guys. But for serious, Kelly is a best-selling author. She has written a book called Body Love. It's an inspiring book on how to live a balanced life, weigh what you want, and free yourself from food drama forever. She's a dear friend. She's a preggo mama right now, and she is crushing the health game.
Some of her celebrity clients include Jessica Alba, Jennifer Garner, Chelsea Handler.
And
I mean, the list goes on.
My mom.
And your mom.
Oh,
that's
man.
True.
Let's bring in Kelly. We're stoked about this.
But before we do, if you want the perfect pout, we've got a word from Wet n Wild. Perfect pout. If you have been looking to try something that can instantly give your outfits, your look, a statement, well, try Wet n Wild's Megalast Liquid Catsuit Lipsticks. These things are available in a variety of bold shades that are vibrant, both in matte and metallic finishes. Super hot and trendy right now. They provide color that hugs every crease of your lip. So you're going to get the coverage. And I love that it lasts all day.
So when you're talking about pout, what do you mean? Like you're pouting?
Like I can kiss you and teeny and still look fierce and beautiful and don't have to worry about it getting too messy.
Oh,
you feel
wow.
me?
Wow. And you're not going to pout about that.
Stevie recently actually said he wants me to wear more bold red lips. Apparently when we met, that was a color that I wore a lot. So I definitely might need to snag one of these for our next date night, boo-boo. It's available in 17 fragrance-free, gluten-free, and cruelty-free shades, which I love. So pucker up. It's actually available now for $4.99 at wetandwildbeauty.com/catsuit or at any major food, drug store, retailers, all that. So check it out. Again, wetandwildbeauty.com/catsuit. Get it, girl.
All right, you guys, we are sitting here with our good friend, Kelly Levesque. Kelly, it's so awesome to have you. Thanks for being here.
Oh, you guys, it's such a pleasure to be here. I mean, we've been friends since the beginning of Be Well by Kelly, so
I know, and I feel like it's been
5 years.
It's been a while since we've seen you. I feel like the last time I saw you was at your, oh my God, and it's crazy. It was her book release party. It was like a launch party, and I was probably 7 months
and
pregnant.
And you were pregnant.
And
Teeny
was in the tummy. And I remember I looked at you and I was like, when are you going to be pregnant? And she was literally like, well, we're trying. So we'll see what happens. And look, you're pregnant now. And you're glowing. I mean, she's glowing naturally, but her glow is on another level.
I want to ask you, just want to start off by asking you, how has it been being in your field, doing what you do, being pregnant, you know, with all of like... Like, okay, when Saz got pregnant, the first 6 weeks,
Are you about to throw me under a bus?
I am, because she was on the most strict, like, diet. You know, she was Fab Four. She was working out hardcore. When she found out she was pregnant, she goes, I can't work out anymore. Steve, get me a Coke, get me some pickles, and go to In-N-Out. And I'm just like, God,
yeah.
We flipped a switch here.
How crazy is that, though?
Well, it is weird, like the cravings that pop up or, you know, the changes in the way that you feel, if you feel tired or nauseous. You know, I definitely found myself walking into rooms being like, why am I here? And so it becomes a little bit difficult to prioritize the things like wellness in your life. But I feel like I've lived it for so long that even a slight departure wasn't – I wasn't off the reservation, you know. I wasn't driving through McDonald's. But there were times when, you know, I don't eat a bunch of dairy. I think that there's flexibility around dairy. I like goat and sheep's cheeses and stuff. But I grew up on cottage cheese. And every single time Chris went to the grocery store, I was like, can you get me a cottage cheese?
That was your guilty pleasure.
And were you going, like, spoon into cottage bowl?
Yeah, salt and pepper from the fridge, old school style.
I just love hearing that from you, Kelly, because you really are this obviously incredible celebrity health coach to so many stars and so many people like us. But it's so humbling to hear that you're a normal person and you have moments where you cave. And that kind of brings us to the conversation of, you know, how you got started in this health and wellness world. You said it's a huge part of just who you are and your lifestyle. So kind of give us the backstory on how this all started before Be Well by Kelly.
Sure. I would say my favorite class in high school was health with Coach Rapp. He was a volleyball coach, but he taught health at my high school, and I loved it. I felt really inspired. I wanted to learn the content. It was the first time I really felt that way, and I'd always been a math and science brain over English and grammar and all of that. Mm-hmm. So it felt comfortable for me. And then when I went to USC for undergrad, my dad was a business major there. And so I just sort of followed in his footsteps, the oldest of three girls. He was a Trojan. We had 27 relatives that were Trojans. Like, I didn't think about going to a different college or doing a different major. And then my senior year took all of my biochem, nature of human health and disease, called my dad in tears. It's like, I should have been pre-med. This is horrible. I want to stay another year. I want to change my major. And he's like, well, that's fine. If you want to pay, you know, your college tuition, you're more than welcome to stay. So I actually ended up doubling up on classes. We made an agreement. I doubled up on classes. I got a concentration in human nature of human health and disease. And so then I spent an 8-year career in cancer and genetics out of college. So I paired business.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
Kelly? That's crazy.
Yeah, no, I paired my business degree with new technology. So I was teaching oncologists in the cancer space from Cedars-Sinai to all the 8 West Coast states here on the United States. I had a team of 8 reps and was working with them, and we basically took new genetic technology and we would present the science to oncologists and teach them how to use it in their practice.
Are you kidding me right now?
So Dr. Kelly?
No.
Should we call you
I've
doctor?
Always just been the support. Let's get that straight. Support the docs, support the actresses, support the bloggers, support the peeps.
One day you're just going to casually drop Kelly, PhD.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, I love school if it's something I want to learn about, you know?
Oh, man.
So when did the sort of turning point happen for you when you realized you wanted to be a support coach and start Be Well by Kelly?
Well, what's so interesting is in my career, all I did was read research, scientific research in regards to cancer and genetics mm-hmm. and biology. And so I was able to kind of go into public medical research and look at nutrition studies. So instead of reading someone's blog about a tip and a trick, I would see, you know, a USA Today article come out or a New York Times article come out, and it would reference a study. And then I would just go read the study, because mm-hmm. a lot of times people will take a headline and make it, it's fear-mongering. They try to scare you. Mm-hmm. They tell you that if you eat bacon, you're increasing your chance of colon cancer by 20%.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Here's the thing you need to understand. When you go into that study about meats, like cured meats, it's actually changing the percentage from 5% to 6% if you eat bacon every single day. So the overall change is 20% from 5 to 6%, but it's actually only a 1% overall change.
Mm.
So that's a scary headline to read.
Right.
So it was empowering for me to be able to just get in there and get dirty with the research and say, like, okay, cool. That's not really that big of a deal. I'm not going to freak out. I'm not going to change my whole life over this.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy a piece of bacon or buy some good stuff when I really feel like I want it and not be overwhelmed by it. So one of my best friends is always telling my friends how to eat, how to get rid of acne, want to lose 5 pounds before Cabo, mm-hmm. get ready for their wedding, you name it.
Sounds like me.
I was sort of like, they were always looking for the little tips and tricks.
Yeah, shortcuts.
Yeah. And one of my best friends was just like that, Angela, and she and I were walking around the Brentwood Country Mart one day, and she's like, what are you doing, dude? Just go back to school. Like, mm-hmm. go back to school, start it as a side hustle, see, you know, like, you do it for free anyway, so, like, see if you could help some people. So the first half a dozen people I worked with for free.
Yeah.
And then I just started going to a lot of wellness events. I went back to school, started my business, put up a website, and then eventually those six, you know, pro bono clients referred me to 12 paid clients, yeah. and those 12 referred me to 24 others. And
oh, my gosh.
It sort of just webbed out to the point where September of 2015 was the first time I took this business full time, actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was way after I met you guys. So
that
I was still in cancer and genetics when I met you.
What?
Which is crazy because
we met her at the Bay Club, remember?
Yeah.
At
yeah.
the resort
yeah,
in
yeah.
San Diego.
You know what I love about that is that I found in the last just even couple years is that after getting out of school for a while and having a few years, you start realizing new, I feel like, passions and opportunities that you could explore. And most of us are scared to explore them. Like for me, if I were to go back in time, I would go get, you know, probably like my real estate license because I love it. And I never thought, I mean, even 3 years ago, I never thought I would do that. But it's kind of one of those things where people are looking for a house. They're like, Steve, can you start looking for me or an apartment? And I'll be like, oh, let me look for you. And like you said, you were giving people advice for free and your friend was like, dude, what are you doing? You need to do this. And so I love that you had the courage to just kind of follow your passion, you know what I mean, and see it through and now have such good success. And I want to talk about how we, you know, first met you because we met you, you know, at this event over the weekend. And I remember, you know, you saying that you did, you know, health and wellness and coaching and all of that. And I was like, man, that's what Saz and I need because I'm all.
Oh, God. Here he goes throwing shade.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Wait. Okay. Saz, when we were engaged and when we first met, I mean, this chick just had the most ratchet diet. Like she would just, because she's a workaholic.
Good way to put it.
She would forget to eat all day.
Yeah.
And then she would eat one meal at night and just binge, and it would be whatever.
It would be like
Kelly. Fast food, or sometimes maybe she would have a slightly healthy meal. But I just remember being like, your eating patterns are crazy. Like, this isn't good. You need to eat breakfast. You need to eat lunch. You know, like, you need to just have, like, a normal eating cycle. And I remember when we came to actually have our first consultation with you, just getting Saz there was a big accomplishment for me. But I was like, Saz.
I was like, what's the point? I'm fine. I'm skinny. I'm good. I can eat fast food three times a day. Oh, boy.
But Saz had just come to the point where she was starting to think about her health in a serious way. And she just started working out and wanted to see results. And so I remember when, you know, we came to you, it was the information that you gave us, it was so it was just so practical.
It was life-changing. I mean, that's a simple way, I feel like, to put it.
And relatable.
I mean, I grew up in a house where food, you didn't look at it as something that you should be weary about or feel guilty about. So for me, I never counted calories, paid attention to what was in my diet.
And
but
for me,
I noticed
it was the opposite.
It was the opposite for you.
My mom has always been, like, super strict with her diet, and I was always feeling bad about what I would eat. And so Saz and I had this crazy imbalance going on between the two of us.
And I know that when I moved to LA, I just started being slowly but surely a little bit more aware. And I started working out because I fell in love with spin classes. And
I remember
you know this.
Cycle House and BBG. You
yes.
were like going for
I was
it.
Just Still now is. Starting it. I was getting obsessed with it. But then I was noticing, like, oh my gosh, I'm just not – I still feel so bloated. Like, something's not adding up. I'm working out so hard, but I just was not paying attention to the diet part, and that's such a huge part of it. So I remember that consultation with her like it was yesterday. Do you?
Absolutely, and I think the thing was that changed the game for both of us, and what made sense and clicked is that, like we were talking about earlier, it wasn't it's not like you put us on a diet. It's not like your program is saying, like, oh, you're going on this diet. People would start asking us after we started doing the Fab Four. They were like, well, what diet are you on? I was like, well, you know, it's actually not really a diet. It's actually kind of a lifestyle. And they're like, well, how long have you been doing it? I'm like, I've been doing it for like 2 months now, and I feel great. Like, I feel good. I don't feel like I'm depriving myself. I never feel bad. I just feel balanced, and I feel like it's something that's actually practical for a real lifestyle. And that's what's missing, I feel like, from the diet game or whatever.
Yeah, I think there's so many gimmicks out there. Like you said, you know, people are like, don't eat bacon, or, you know, it's like, I cannot watch Netflix documentaries about food health because it freaks me out. And people are just a little overwhelmed with, like, where do I start? And I want you to kind of tell us about your incredible Fab Four diet, because for a dummy walking into that consultation, I knew nothing about it. And you explained it to me in a way that made sense. And the whole thing about, like, the process, like your body processing carbs and the stored fat, you know, visual you painted for me. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that for anyone out there right now who maybe is in that same place I was like 4.5 years ago?
Sure. So first, the Fab Four is a positively reinforcing plan. So it isn't about deprivation. It is not about what you can't eat. You don't have to look at a PDF. And you just touched on that. The Fab Four is looking at your plate and looking for four things. Do you have a source of protein? Do you have a source of fat? Is there fiber on your plate? And are there leafy greens on your plate? So the reason that I have and prioritize these four things is that protein, fat, fiber, and greens shut down over 8 hunger hormones in your body. So when it comes to eating a meal, you want to feel full, calm, fueled, and relaxed after it. And you want your blood sugar to be balanced. And old science would tell us that to balance your blood sugar, you need to eat 5 to 6 small meals a day, because your blood sugar would go up and come down every 3 hours. So instead of letting you crash, let's just give you a snack and take you up and take you down, give you a snack or another meal, take you up, take you down. My whole philosophy is, let's eat a meal that is a little slower to digest, but fuels you at a nice rate. So fiber and greens are a type of carbohydrate, non-starchy vegetables. Think broccoli, asparagus, you know, your favorites, cauliflower, cucumber, carrots, whatever it is, those are a form of carbohydrates that are wrapped in fiber, right? So the digestion is slow. So we're actually elongating your blood sugar curve so you feel full and calm between lunch and dinner without crashing. Mm-hmm. And when you don't crash, you don't crave, you don't grab for those bad foods, you don't need a cookie, a brownie, or a piece of bread to bring yourself back up. And so all of a sudden you notice that you're naturally making those healthier choices without forcing yourself to eat that way. Mm-hmm. And I think when someone's on a diet and maybe they look and they're like, I'm having poached chicken and steamed broccoli. Like, great, good for you, but I'm going to be hungry in 2 hours.
Yes. Exactly.
And that's going to feel like a diet. And if all of a sudden you're letting me make that a chicken burger, lettuce wrapped with guacamole and some garlicky roasted broccoli on the side, that's a completely different experience. It's emotional. It calms you physically. And the best part about it is it's what your cells need. Mm-hmm. So we're constantly breaking down and rebuilding our cells. Our cells are made of protein and fat. The fiber and greens feed your gut microbiome. So when you're talking about feeling bloated, or when you're talking about having a little bit of maybe belly fat, or dealing with those like not so great areas, your gut microbiome and all that healthy bacteria in your gut, it's an ecosystem that keeps you well. It keeps your immunity high. It produces neurotransmitters like dopamine, serotonin, things that make you happy and calm. So you always constantly want to be feeding it. So at every meal, I'm looking to turn off your hunger hormones, make that meal last until you're next without you crashing out. And I want it to be what your body actually needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes to like carbohydrates, like, you know, potatoes, rice, quinoa, let's say, cake, cookies,
pizza,
pasta. I think of those like the party plus one. It's not necessary at every meal, but I also want you to be aware that we're not putting 4 of those things on our plate, right?
Yeah.
We're saying like, okay, cool, I'm going to fill my plate with the Fab Four. And then if I need a party plus one because I'm at a party and I want a glass of rosé, or someone brings out the brownies, or there's a little – it isn't that you can't have that stuff. It's, let's turn off your hunger hormones first.
Yeah.
Let's allow for your body to be fueled first. And then let's keep whatever that party plus one is in a serving size. You get one party plus one. You're not inviting all your friends.
Okay, you guys, I want to take a second to talk to you about MeUndies.
And it's not, no, like, it's not like MeUndies. It's not like MeUndies. It's MeUndies. That's the actual name of the brand. And I got to tell you right now, I'm wearing them.
And
when I tell
is.
You that these bad boys are sweet and soft and so cuddleable, I'm telling the truth because I'm wearing them right now as I speak.
Actually, he is wearing them. I think we got those back in February because they have hearts all over them for Valentine's Day. Hopefully you've washed them since then.
Yeah, if you guys are looking for a great pair, just go on there and shop for the ones that have the hearts on them. I'm wearing them right now and I can vouch and say, this is my favorite pair in my drawer.
And ladies, they have some for us too. I love how soft they are. They're versatile. You can wear them with your jeans or a dress and you don't have to worry about it feeling so uncomfortable. It's almost like you don't even have undies on. Which I'm all for, MeUndies.
It's kind of a nice thing. If you go online and you want to buy some underwear from there, you can buy some for yourself. You can buy some for your wife. I mean, you can buy them for whoever. They got them for guys and girls.
And because we love them, we want you guys to love them. So you're going to get 15% off your first pair of MeUndies with free shipping. All you got to do is go to MeUndies.com/Cezanne. Again, that's MeUndies.com/Cezanne to get your pair.
Ooh,
hey.
The first 25 people that send a proof of purchase and a screenshot of your purchase or a picture of your receipt, I'll send you a pair for free.
Dang, babe.
Free underwears, free
but
holders.
Not the pair that he's wearing right now. Let's hope.
I could actually send you these if you guys want.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Enjoy.
I'll wash them first. Guys, if you're listening, this is not just a diet for women. It's not a diet. It's a program. I should stop saying diet. It's a program that really, really works. I've put several of my friends on it, told them about it. Guys that work out, you know, a lot of guys think, oh, you know, to be this macho guy, I got to eat all of this. No, it's a program that's well balanced, and that's what I love about it. And also, if you're somebody who's listening and you're thinking, well, I'm not really into being a workout junkie or, you know, I'm not looking to change the way that I eat in a drastic way. Like I said, this is just – it's so well balanced and it's so relatable and it's so applicable to just everyone's life. I feel like it's the way that everyone should eat.
The only program I feel that has really worked for me. We've put your mom onto it. We've put our sister onto it. Anyone that I know who's been doing your program has said, oh my gosh, I've tried so many things before this and nothing worked or it was too much. I couldn't keep up. I didn't want to deprive myself anymore, so I quit. But your program, literally everything you just said, it makes sense from the science element to the practical, let's be real element of you're going to go to a party and you might want the glass of rosé. But something that you've done too that helped me in the beginning because it really is kind of slowly changing your mindset, baby steps kind of thing. But you have these smoothies that have just really helped. And I told you, I said, I'm not a breakfast person. So how do I do a Fab Four meal when I'm just not always hungry? And you told me it was okay for me to wake up in the morning on an empty stomach and work out and then have a smoothie after. Explain your Fab Four smoothies because they are really like a meal in the form of a smoothie, which a lot of people say that with smoothies, they don't fill me up. Like yours does, and it's good.
Thank you. So the Fab Four smoothie includes the Fab Four. So the greatest part about it is that you can be vegan or you can be paleo or keto, and it fits every lifestyle. It's finding your protein first. So let's say you're using a collagen protein because you're paleo, or you're using a pea protein because you're vegan. Like, you pick a protein powder that you like. This will dictate the flavor of your smoothie, so it's important to find one you really like. Mm-hmm. Vanilla or chocolate as a base. And then from there, and you want to get about 20 grams, which should be the serving of your protein powder.
Okay.
Then you want to add fat. So 1 to 2 tablespoons of fat. That could be almond butter. Maybe you're a chocolate almond butter girl. Or maybe it's avocado and you used a vanilla protein base and you're going for a super green avocado creamy kind
texture.
Of ice cream. Mm-hmm. Great. So healthy fats include anything from any kind of nut butter, any, you know, avocado. I have someone who does a chocolate olive oil sea salt smoothie.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, you can get all fancy, whatever. A coconut oil, coconut yogurt, things of that nature. Then we add a fiber. So 1 to 2 tablespoons of fiber. That's chia, that's flax, acacia fiber. This creates thickness in your smoothie and it slows down the digestion of your smoothie. So smoothies a lot of times are all fruit. I go into places mm-hmm. from, I mean, name a juice place in LA and I normally can't find it one smoothie on the menu that follows the Fab Four.
My little brothers in Texas are like, we had a smoothie today. And I was like, you went to Jamba Juice. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. but everything on their menu is fruit.
Yeah. And it's using like two cups of orange juice as the base.
And they feel like they're being healthy. And I'm like, A for effort. But no, boys, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More sugar than a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
So it's that protein, fat, fiber, and then greens. So a handful of leafy greens. And I have over 50 recipes in my book, Body Love, that came out last year. Pregnancy brain.
I was going to actually say your book has a number of recipes, from your smoothie recipes to some of your favorite Fab Four meals. Your book has literally changed lives, you know. And I know that might sound dramatic, but it's not a gimmick. Like, her book has changed so many lives, even especially for us and the people close to us in our life. For someone who doesn't know where to start, tell us sort of the secret, and you talk about this in your book, but tell us the secret for living a well-balanced, healthy life, because you're so human and real. Yeah. And I love that you're not like this coach that walks in here like, I don't ever have a cheat meal. You know, you're real. So what is the secret there for a balanced, healthy life?
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of times people kind of go off on binges and they go on vacation and they eat their face off and they feel bad about themselves. And that guilt leads them to want to cleanse or do something really drastic.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's Stevie.
That's a lot of people, you know, and that's hard because as we get older, the binging gets worse and the cleansing gets worse, which means we start packing on the pounds and we become a little bit more inflamed and we start getting diagnosed with disease states. And so for me, it's like, If we can create a little more balance even when we're away, we won't need to cleanse when we get home. And so that takes, you know, little tips and tricks. I say work on a third of the day. So with all my clients, I'm always like, even if they're on vacation, you're in the south of France, you're in Hawaii, you're skiing, whatever, can you eat a clean, balanced Fab Four breakfast first? Because at least then you're not crashing into lunch, starving, and maybe making a horrible order. And if vacation leads to enjoying pizza and wine in Italy every single night until you get home, at least you've kind of found some balance in your day with just breakfast. And that's normally what I start with a lot of my clients. Like, don't be overwhelmed. Just look at your plate and say, where's the Fab Four? And if every single meal has a party plus one, great.
Yeah.
Fine. But can you start with the smoothie? Because sometimes it's just overwhelming for people to start something new. And it's way better if something becomes a habit. Let an action become a habit, because then when it's a habit, you don't think about it.
Yeah.
It's not taking mental effort and energy. I like to think about, like, Steve Jobs wore turtlenecks, you know? Yeah. That was his uniform.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can make something like a food choice a habit, it's really good. But food is emotional, and you need to have flexibility with food. If you get taken out on a date night, you don't want to feel food anxiety and stress and drama.
I'll just have a small salad.
And there's a lot of people, and I'm a human, and I, especially after having the baby, I wanted to really be aware of everything I ate. And then I found myself like depriving myself of like hanging out with girlfriends at a girls' night and saying like, well, I can't have that because if I eat it, it's just going to like throw me off. I just need to be really disciplined. But it's not about like feeling bad or having anxiety when you eat. And I think a lot of people nowadays, they see a certain image on social media and how people look, maybe their favorite celebrities who are in like the most amazing shape. And then they put themselves down and they're like, I have to punish myself and I can't eat this. You know, what do you say to girls like that?
Yeah, no, I'm actually, and I see this all the time. What I will say is, say, for example, you know, a bunch of bloggers were getting together for an event and it was a brunch put on by a brand, and you knew you were walking into a bunch of carbohydrates and sugar and sugary smoothies and toast or whatever, but you needed to go to that event and you went, and then you maybe had some things that you didn't feel great about when you left. The inclination for you to deprive is there. What I would say is, instead of depriving and thinking you'll restart tomorrow, how can you restart right now? And not restart by depriving, but say, you know, one of the smoothie is also a tip that can be used for lunch or in the middle of the afternoon when you're craving a brownie or a cookie. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is it's a physical restart. Just like a workout is a physical restart, drinking a smoothie is a physical restart. Your restart can happen at your next meal. And so many times I see people start tomorrow morning, on Monday, the first of the month, the first of the year, and they're putting this off.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening between when they decide to put it off and the actual start time of the restart, way more damage is happening. And it's all spiraling out of guilt. So instead of allowing yourself to feel that guilty, say, what have I decided is a physical restart for me? Maybe it's 20 minutes meditation in a meditation app. Maybe it's taking Tiny for a walk around your neighborhood and doing some lunges behind your stroller and going like, I made an small opposite swing from feeling guilty about that little brunch. Mm-hmm. And then that way you're not really allowing that pendulum ball to go to a binge space.
Yeah.
What I love about everything that you just said is that it completely ties into your brand and what you're all about. And it's not just, you know, I love that your Instagram name is Be Well by Kelly and your book is called Body Love, because it's not this it's not Be Fit by Kelly, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not Get Ripped with Kelly.
Get Ripped with Kelly.
As I sit here with a big Prego belly, you gotta see these abs.
not at this current moment.
Yeah.
But what I love is that you're promoting wellness, and like you said, just even taking time to meditate for 20 minutes or it's promoting a healthy lifestyle that's not just what you're eating. It's also coming from within. You know, that's what I think about when I think of the word wellness. I think of a whole being, you know, and body love. I mean, that's a thing that a lot of people struggle with, whether, you know, you're a guy or a girl. There's comparison out there all the time. We're thinking about what we're always doing wrong instead of what we're doing right. But what I love is that you have made this program that's so balanced and that you yourself are living that out and you're living proof that it works. And I think it's really encouraging for anyone who feels like they're very far away from their goals. You know, maybe you have packed on a lot of weight and you don't know what to do or where to go. I love that your brand and what you're about and your book are about encouraging people in steps. Like you said, if you can make a small step back, if you can just gain a little bit of ground by doing something every day, something small, I feel like that's what everybody's looking for, whether we're, you know, 7 to 10 weeks from our goals, or we're 2 years.
Yeah.
A lot of people just get discouraged and they're like, what do I do now? And I love that it's about treating yourself right. It's about walking this thing out in a practical way. And I think that you're just going to continue to thrive. It's so, so awesome. And I love, if you guys haven't read Kelly's book, it's called Body Love. You got
to
get it.
You have to check it out.
It's changing people's lives. Kelly's changed our lives. My mom, like I said.
She's obsessed with you, his mom.
She is. And literally, my mom, okay,
let me know when she's
50.
In Cali next.
My mom's gonna be a dream.
She's going to hate me for saying her age. I think she's like 54.
She looks 35, though.
She works out all the time. And she eats very healthy, pretty balanced, and she was just struggling. And she goes, oh, my God. She called me one day. She goes, Steve, I lost 5 pounds. I said, wow. What did you do differently? Because she's so strict. She goes, I started doing the Be Well by Kelly. And, like, it just motivated her so much.
any woman or guy of any age can do this program, and it's just – it's incredible because it works. Kelly, something we always ask our guests is what's good in your life right now, whether that's any exciting things you have coming up, obviously a baby on the way, any exciting projects or anything like that that you can sort of tease or share?
Sure. So it's been a pretty big year. I am pregnant. I'm due October 4th, so a little Libra baby.
2 days after my birthday.
I know. I'm actually, fingers crossed, for 10-2. We'll see.
Oh, my God. That'd be so cool.
Watch out for a little Sav. Big bite.
Oh, wow.
So that's really exciting. We don't know what we're having, so that's even more exciting.
Good for you for waiting.
Yeah. Second, so I'll take, you know, maternity leave and hang with the little peanut. And then in January, my second book comes out. It's called Body Love Every Day.
Nice.
And so what it does is breaks down the Fab Four for different lifestyles. So it's going to be girl on the go. So say you're on an airplane all the time and you're like, how do I pick a protein bar at an airport? Or how should I pack my bag? Or what do I need? You know, how should I attack my bachelorette weekend?
Yeah.
Great. There's going to be a chapter on red carpet secrets. So how I worked with Jennifer Garner to get ready for the Peppermint movie, or, you know, Jessica Alba post-baby, Molly Sims post-baby. So kind of giving the keys to the kingdom there. A chapter on plant-based devotees. So I had a lot of, not, I wouldn't say backlash, but a lot of comments from vegans and vegetarians like, you don't like soy protein, and beans have a lot. You say that beans have carbohydrates and can consider
right.
carbohydrates. What is there for me to eat? So every single one of these chapters will actually include a 21-day plan, 3 weeks of recipes, tips and tricks, all my favorite products, how to look at products, how to look at nutrition labels.
This is so good.
It's
so,
like a science book. Yeah, for
so
sure.
So you will have ordering that right now.
Yeah. So you'll have postpartum. You'll have like a postpartum for like mommy's postpartum sort of thing in there too.
So I think the baby love book would be next. After that, maybe.
Look at you. You are this self-made freaking queen. I love you. Not only is she so beautiful and healthy, and she's promoting positive health, but this woman is literally, we've seen your career just skyrocket, and you took no shortcuts to get where you are today. And so we are just so blessed to call you a friend, to meet this little peanut, hopefully on my birthday.
Is that the name, by the way?
Stevie.
The nickname,
I like it.
The nickname is Little Bop, because Chris calls me Bebop, because he's always like, you're always bebopping all over the place. He's like, I can't keep track of you like a ping pong ball over LA, from a studio to someone's house to like home and Skyping to like being on Instagram.
That sounds like a brand itself, Bebop by Kelly.
I've got to bring this down with one more very, very serious question. Are you going to leash your child or not?
I am not going to leash my child. Chris is really in. He's really into the stuffed animal backpack with the leash.
Oh, no. See, okay. That is just hiding the leash. You can't enable that. You can't hide the leash.
Whoever
you can't put a TY Beanie
though,
Baby on it and be like, it's not a leash. It's still a leash. And if it retracts, God bless you.
You're amazing, Kelly. Again, you guys got to check out her book, Body Love, and follow her on social media, Be Well by Kelly. You will be so inspired, and her recipes are bomb.com. We love you, Kelly.
Love you guys, too.
Yay. Oh my gosh, what a good show today.
Man, Kelly,
I really love that.
Kelly is the best. I think the takeaway too is just to realize that we're all different, we're all unique, and we've all got to just listen to our bodies, do what works for you, take it one step at a time, you guys.
And if there's something I learned postpartum, it was, as my body was changing, I needed to be kind to myself during the process. And I think that's something for you to keep in mind if you're out there and you're kind of going through something similar. It's love yourself just how you are, how God made you. You know, it's as easy as that, but we make it so complicated sometimes. I do.
Well, guys, before we go, we just wanted to briefly thank all of you who have downloaded this podcast, subscribed, and left us a review or a rating at all. You guys are the freaking bomb. Saz and I have been scrolling through the comments, trying to read all of them, and we're blown away.
We've just been completely overwhelmed by all of the love and support we've been getting from you guys. Just the comments and the reviews and the comments and the ratings you guys have been giving us on our podcast, it really helps us. And we ask that if you're new or if you're a classic Stevie and Sazan family follower, please go on there and give us a rating and a review. I just read this one, Stevie, and it was so sweet. Somebody wrote, Cindy wrote, this made me tear up. You guys are the cutest. I'm so in love with this. I cannot wait for more. I love listening to your podcast. This is where I get my morning preachings from that inspire me and give me hope. Now I get to listen to the two of you being really real and open, and we love that. But she said, very inspiring. You hear that, babe? You're inspiring.
Wow.
That's so sweet.
Thank you so much, Cindy.
You.
Another person said, Sazan and Stevie are life. This is a perfect place for them to continue to share the love and bring more happiness in the world, especially if they talk about Teenie all the time. So excited about this.
Aww.
I think we just need to bring Teenie on. People
Would you guys
want
like that?
More Teenie. Raise your hand if you want Teenie.
If you do, go rate, review, let us know, interact. We're always reading those, so we are so excited, and we'll definitely read more throughout this season.
Thank you guys again for welcoming us here to this platform. And again, please don't forget to rate and review this podcast, subscribe, all that good stuff, because we got a lot more coming for you here on The Good Life.
And last but not least, the good word of the week. Remember, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't let comparison steal your joy. Remember that this week, guys. We love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Love you, babe. I notice I say that after everyone. That might be the way that we
put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Bye, guys. Nice. Thanks.